Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. The godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. I need to be honest with you. I've read this chapter many times, but I've never stopped and thought about this verse before now. The writer seems to be saying that a person who follows God will show a caring attitude in every part of their life, including the way in which they care for their animals. Caring for animals is also reflected in Deuteronomy, which, on a number of occasions, encourages a kind and generous attitude to animals. In chapter 22, Moses instructs the people that if they saw a neighbor's ox, sheep, or goat wandering away, they should take the animal to its owner, and if they couldn't locate the owner, look after the animal until they could be reunited. And if they saw their neighbor's donkey or ox collapsed on the road, they should not look the other way, but go and help their neighbor to get the animal back on its feet. In chapter 25, the people were instructed not to muzzle an ox while it was treading out the grain. It needed to have its freedom so that it could have a snack while it did its work. In the book of Genesis, we learn that God has trusted humankind with caring for animals on his behalf. That includes our pets. They're a precious part of God's creation, and we need to show our respect and care for them. Over the years, we've had many pets as a family. Our care for them has been an important part of our children's upbringing, as we've encouraged them to care for their pets, even when they haven't felt like it. Roland Hill is famous for the revolution that he brought to the postal system when he introduced stamps in 1840. He once said, interestingly, "Nobody is truly a Christian unless his cat or dog is the better for it." We have neither a dog nor a cat these days, but we do have two rabbits, Snowy and Midnight, and I just hope that they are better for knowing us. So let me ask you a question. In what ways are you able to show kindness to animals? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of animals and for the way in which they enrich our lives. Help us to be kind and generous towards them. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Don't forget that the talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.